prophecy a safe guide in times of peril. Yet convincing as was this evidence of the certainty of the believer shop, there was another still more convincing in the witness of prophecy, through which the faith of all might be confirmed and securely anchored. We have also, Peter declared, a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. While exalting the sure word of prophecy as a safe guide in times of peril, the Apostle solemnly warned the church against the torch of false prophecy, which would be uplifted by false teachers, who would privily bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord. These false teachers, arising in the church and accounted true by many of their brethren in the faith, the Apostle compared to wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. The latter end is worse with them, he declared, than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them.